Well, it's official. Rachel is nuttier than 10 pounds of squirrel poop.
Welcome to Kiki and Kibitz.
Welcome to Kiki and Kibitz Below Deck Podcast. My name is Brianna, and I'll be your bosun today. And I'm here with my chief stoogeon and eat my cooter. I'm having the kind of internet issues that I cannot believe, people. Oh, my power went out. My internet's going up and down. So I sound like crap. It's because I'm recording this on my cell phone.
This has been crazy. If people had any idea, what is this like? We're like an hour and 40 minutes in right now.
God. And we're wasted. So
yeah, we are. We've just been drinking the whole time, so welcome to Slurville.
Right. Welcome to our real life. Here's what it's like behind the scenes with Jen and me.
That's so funny.
I just had a bad day from start to finish, but it's getting better because I'm getting all liquored up now.
It is getting better. And what else made it better was we got, and we've been begging for this for a long time now, we got a voicemail today, and I was so excited. It's from King Willie.
Yeah, one of our favorites.
One of our favorites. He has been so supportive of us since the Below Deck Med days, even, and he's carried over and he's supported. He loves us drunk, so he's going to be super happy tonight because we are trash fish.
I know. He's so cute, and he has the cutest accent, and he has an awesome voice, and I just wish he podcasted because I would listen to it constantly.
Absolutely. I'd have it on loop. Okay.
Yes, right? So anyway, I'm going to play his message now.
Awesome.
Okay.
Hello, ladies. Jen, Brianna, was it Brianna? This is King Willie calling from London, England. My name is also known as Roy to other people. Just saying thank you very much for your wonderful podcast, all your lovely tweets. That's the only thing I really actually follow on Twitter. I look forward to Jen's blogs each week. They're written so beautifully, and they keep me laughing, which is a beautiful thing that you two ladies give me. Your podcast is just fantastic. I look forward to that each week as well. You guys are really, really funny. You really tickle me with your humour. Love the sense of humour you guys have. And I love the way you just bounce off each other. It's just so fluid and wonderful to listen to. I like listening to you ladies drunk. That makes it more fun. So I will ask you to get the rums out later for your recording. So cheers.
How cute is he?
Adorable. And he's so sweet.
I know, I love him.
He's so complimentary. I love that. And I'll suck up a compliment like I'll suck up a rum drink.
Anyway, yeah. So forgive the sound. Please take this in the spirit of which it is intended. Because there's so much. We're at episode 7, and finally this shit has picked up. And like for all of those people who were like, I'm bored. Well, it's like boredom's over.
Exactly. I even said that in the blog today. I apologize. And have you seen the movie Gladiator?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, in the movie where he's standing in the Colosseum, I like could picture Captain Lee yelling at all of us who've been complaining that it's slow and, you know, not really dramatic yet, saying, "Are you not entertained?" You know, because I was totally entertained last night.
And I was laughing because on Twitter, Captain Lee just tweeted, "Wait for it." And oh my God, did it pay off? I could not believe this episode. It's unbelievable.
It was crazy. I really know.
And by the way, who predicted that Rachel was crazy? We started to see it last week and we're like, it's coming. Bam! It's here. Yeah,
it's here. I honestly, I expected it to happen earlier. I've been saying it from jump. You know, that there was that flicker of crazy behind the eyes. You can spot it if you look.
Yeah. And
boy, it came out. So
I know. And I think like she's a mean drunk, and that's like a big part of it.
Yeah.
Like there are those people, and later in the episode, we'll talk about it, but like, when they were out to dinner, I was thinking to myself, here we have the, like, the whole profile of people who, you know, some people get drunk and get super horny and they're ready to sleep with anyone, Elizabeth. And then you've got like the mean drunk, then you get like the tearful drunk, you know, it was just amazing.
I'm the giggle drunk.
Yeah, you are, sister. Me too. I'm never a mean drunk, ever. No, I don't get either. It. You know, yeah. Anyway. So we jump back into this episode, and I was saying, it's just never good when you get invited into your boss's office and your boss is there too, or the HR person. And the boss is like, have a seat. We need to have a conversation.
Yeah, that was, super telling. I didn't trust that he was going to get fired just because editing just screws with me. The producers, I feel like it's a conspiracy against me because everything I predict doesn't happen this season yet. But I was really kind of laughing at Shane's response to it all. He just kind of like just ran his fingers through his hair, and he was just like, you know, even at the end of it, he was just like, you know, I feel like it was a success. And then he was like, well, except for the fenders and the Laz door. And he like starts listing all of the things he screwed up. I'm like, that's pretty, the oversleeping. I'm like, dude, that's pretty much everything. It's only been three charters.
I know. I mean, seriously, it's so sad. And I feel like, okay, this dude got into Berkeley and got a 3.8. And yes, I'm mad because they didn't let me in. But still, it's like, I feel like you have to be really good at math to get in there and stuff. But like that, apparently, like his spectrum of intelligence, it's like, it's not that wide. It's all concentrated in a tiny area.
It really is, because I think he misses the big picture on a lot of things. Because like even Andy and Kate on Watch What Happens Live were joking how ironic it was that he chose to do a sustainability platform on a motor yacht, you know, a big gas guzzling. There's almost like nothing, maybe airplanes use more fuel, but that's about
that
it.
Worse. Exactly. So ironic. It's very short-sighted.
Right. And the other thing that I figured out this week that's been bugging me about him is I think it's the hubris factor. Like when you go to school and you learn something new and you're excited about it and you want to share it with people, that's cool. But when you assume that they don't know like what you know, that's where the hubris factor comes in, where it's just like, you're so much smarter than them and they don't know to use paper straws and whatever. And it's like, dude, I've been going to Earth Day since 1990. I cleaned up downtown Cincinnati. They gave me this little white pine tree as a thank you for all the, I mean, I work like 8 or 9 hours that day just cleaning up trash. And that thing's like 30 feet tall now. So, dude, I've been doing this for a long time. You're not the only one who knows about the environment. And
And while he was at Berkeley, well, decades before, when I wasn't at Berkeley and I was at UC Santa Cruz, I was an environmental studies major, dude.
Exactly.
Like, he heard of this thing before.
Right.
Environmentalism.
He wasn't even a glimmer in his daddy's eye at that point, you know? He wasn't even a thought.
But you know what? When I was his age, I was probably just as bad, just as high and mighty, all those things. Like, it really is a sign of, you know, errant youth or whatever. But it was sad. And he's like, I feel empty.
I feel like a vacuum sucked out everything inside me. It was just like, he's a sweet kid.
Yeah, you know,
I've got no animus towards him, really. You know, did he bug me? Yeah. Did he suck as a deckhand? Absolutely. You know, but he's not. Yeah, he was. And he's not a bad person. So I did think it was funny when Captain Lee said, there's no participation trophies in yachting. And it's like, I remember back in school, the I Tried awards, you know, it's like, I felt like we should give Shane an I Tried.
I never had that. I never had an I Tried award. But you didn't have my parents either, who were just like, if it's not an A, who freaking cares?
Oh, it was always in the phys ed stuff that I got the I tried. So.
Oh, I never participated, so I never got the I tried. I got the sorry, you have summer school. Yeah. Some things never change.
Yeah. I did laugh when he told Eddie, like, I know by the end of the season I would have exceeded your expectations. It's like, well, no, nobody needs you at that point.
Right.
You know, end of the season.
You know? Right. And I mean, we've had previous seasons where we've had, you know, stews where, you know, where the chief stew and Captain Lee was like, this isn't training school, you know, this mm-hmm. isn't nursery school. This is like, you're already a professional.
Right. Yeah. And Eddie really did do, and people were giving Eddie crap. Like he didn't give Shane enough of a chance. What? We saw Eddie do a lot more training than I can ever remember seeing bosun do, you know, like with how many times to put, you know, a wrap around the cleat for whatever purpose you're trying to serve, like pointing out which lines are important. Captain Lee even did that. So it's not like he didn't get chances. And I don't know. I just feel like this isn't on Eddie. I think you can teach, you can give people information, but you can't make them learn. And Shane just didn't learn.
Well, it makes me think of myself and my numerous failures, but one of them that comes to mind is when I had to take a job where I was half-time marketing manager and half-time office manager. It was during the recession, and mm-hmm. I totally got fired because I could not be like an office manager, executive assistant. Like I failed at every single turn, and it just was very humbling. Like, I'm a good writer, and like sometimes, you know, when people read my writing and stuff, which I've had a lot of practice at, you know what I mean, at this point, they'd be like, oh, you're so good at it. But it's like, I can't do some super basic things. And I just think this is a fact, like we're not good at everything. But I agree, Eddie was patient.
Mm-hmm. I think Eddie was patient. I think he tried really hard with him to give him a shot at this. I just think Shane's better suited to maybe going to high school gyms, you know, and talking to young kids about sustainability, you know, instead of preaching to grown-ups on a reality show from a super yacht and putting people in danger. That's just my thoughts. Yeah.
I don't know, but he is a sweet guy. And I thought Rachel was a fucking bitch. She's like, oh, I'm not going to say, oh, you're a wonderful person. Have a nice life. No, bitch, don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah. That's she actually said, don't let the passerelle hit you.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Stupid. It's a gangplank. It's not like a freaking rake. It's not like it's going to hit him while he, like, you step on the end of a rake and it hits you in the back. It's a gangplank. It's a bridge. And I kind of feel like, you know, it was just mean. I don't think she's as clever as she thinks she is. And I think she's way more concerned with getting one-liners in. I don't know if we know that she and Kate were friends before the show. And Kate was talking about it on Watch What Happens Live too. I don't know if Kate like gave her tips, you know, like have some good one-liners or whatever, but that just came off really rude.
It was mean.
Yeah. He's just like a goofy, sweet kid. And there was no reason for that, in my opinion.
I know. You could just say something like, hey, guy, we're not good at everything, but you're a sweet person. And I'm glad I met you, you know?
Right. Exactly.
You didn't do anything to her.
No.
This episode just really showed that she's not only, I mean, she's mean-spirited. She's also cray-cray.
Yeah.
And totally. The more evidence near the end, we're going to give some more evidence about how batshit crazy she is.
Big time. And guess what? She has me blocked. So no holds barred, people. I don't care anymore. I've never spoken to her. I've never tweeted at her.
Right.
You know, and she still has me blocked just because I said last night that she looked a little bat guano crazy. So I wasn't exaggerating. She did.
But that was, she blocked you before that. And I have now had two interactions with her. via email. And she was so abrupt and rude with me that I just thought I didn't want anything to do with her. So block me too, bitch. I don't care. I don't need you.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it until somebody had something posted today and it said, you know how you get those things on Twitter that said you can't view this or whatever, or the person.
Yeah.
So I clicked to see what it was, and it was hers, and it says you're blocked from reading her post. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
She's tweeting anything we give a shit about.
Exactly. You know, I'm not out to hurt people here, but I'm also not going to be a suck up, and I'm not going to sit there and say things I don't believe just to gain favor with reality TV people.
You know? I know. We don't think they're like somebody special just because they're on reality TV.
Yeah. We have
talent.
We have friends, and we have made friends through the podcast.
Yep.
But they're good people. And if you suck, it's not my fault. So.
Yeah. And not only that, some of the people that we have become friends with, we've teased them.
Yeah.
And they've had a good, you know, they're good sports about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So moving on, Captain Lee, you know, has to make the phone call. You made me laugh. You called at 1-800 need a new deckhand. That cracked me up. I don't know if it's still Norma like it was over in the bed.
I was like, Norma.
Yeah, or some other crew charter booker. But he had to make the call. And yeah, I feel for the guy, but I agree with what he said. I don't think there's any difference with him there or without him there. So no, I think it was a good call to send him home.
True. I thought Elizabeth should have just gone with him and left.
I kind of agree. I mean, she was sitting there saying Francesca was calling her on the radio. She wasn't answering her. And she was just chatting with James and with Eddie, and she got annoyed that Francesca came to find her because she had been trying to get her to respond. And she was like, well, it's not like I was out here dancing. And I'm like, what? That's like a total non sequitur. No, you weren't dancing, but you weren't doing your job either. You were sitting there chatting with the guys. So
she's actually like what everyone says about that whole Gen Z generation is that like, I mean, people used to joke about millennials, you know, there's participation trophies like Captain Lee said, but this one, she really does not think she should be held accountable for anything.
Yeah, no.
Also, I was pissed because she's like, Francesca's just a Gemini and I have to learn how to
play. I knew you were going to be mad. I'm like, oh, Brianna's a Gemini.
And I was like, bitch, don't make me go hit on your ass. I'm too busy writing about virtualization technology.
You know what?
Demonstrating my sides.
You know what's so funny about that?
What?
Is, okay, first off, Francesca's like the least twinish person I've seen. We've kind of only seen one level of her.
Definitely.
So she's like got the fewest Gemini characteristics. My mom's a Gemini too. You are one. You know, I have a lot of them in my life.
Right.
But she, Elizabeth, is a Pisces. And the negative traits of a Pisces, she is epitomizing. The negative traits of a Pisces are that you're like overly emotional. You like look past the logic of things and only run on your emotions. And the other one, oh crap. I had it in my head and I just lost it because of the rum.
Let me tell you, three of my exes, one or more might've been husbands I was married to. Uh-huh. They were not just like emotional, but they're also really unpredictable and difficult to read.
Oh, you know? The other thing was that they play the victim, you know, that they turn a situation around to where they're the victim in a circumstance. So if anybody's epitomizing their sign, it's actually Miss Elizabeth. So,
I just feel like she does not try at all. She doesn't want to be accountable. And I mean, the shit she's doing, like when the freaking guests were waiting 42 minutes for her to come check on them, she's like, making
I'm just about
messes.
To come. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Whatever. And I think Francesca's been pretty imagine if that was Kate Chastain who was her boss.
Yeah. Never. It would never fly. She would have already been gone. And 100%. Francesca's been really cool about it. I know a lot of people, I've been getting feedback that people don't vibe with her. I like her. I think that she, you know, puts up with things for as long as I would. I'm not saying like that I would do it perfectly, but I have been understanding where she's been coming from.
Yeah, she's been nice there way longer than I would be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can't keep that shit to myself. I feel like she's been very professional, although later she really was snapping at James. But
yeah,
I kind of got it, too.
Yeah, it was kind of dumb, though. He had to walk past the laundry.
I can't tell you how much I hate shit like that. Yeah. I mean, I feel sorry for my poor husband because I'll be like, really? Did you just fucking ask me that? Like, are you serious right now? Like, I'm not that tight. I just, like, my patience is much shorter.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to get too far out of order. Eddie pulls them aside. Right. And I think Eddie's been redeeming himself well this year. I did find this conversation with James and Izzy a little too vague after Shane left. He said that Captain Lee was only talking about the deck crew when he's talking about people not pulling their weight.
Which was not true, by the way.
I don't think that's true. I think Elizabeth was in the mix in that.
100%.
And I think also that if it was about the deck crew, it was about James and not Izzy. And I feel bad that Izzy, like, really got hurt by that. And we saw her crying in her bunk. And I felt bad because she's been rocking it. And for her to even think that for a minute, you know, Eddie needs to be a little clearer and not be so vague with his comments. That's true.
But, you know, given what we've learned from people like Courtney Skipon talking about how long the hours are and how much pressure it is to have, like, all of those, you know, the cameras on you, I bet it's really high pressure. They don't get a lot of sleep, you know, all those things.
Right. And she did give us a backstory on, you know, how her parents got divorced when she was 17 and it hit her hard and she had some issues with anxiety. And that's her way, is to cry it out and then to move on.
Hello there, beautiful people. This is Brianna, co-host of the Kiki and Kibitz Below Deck and 90 Day Fiancé podcasts. I've been talking to you guys lately about Beauty Society and how much I love their skincare products. They've truly made a visible difference in my skin. No lie. Perfect Form has made a very obvious reduction in the crepey skin on my neck, and the fake ID glycolic serum has significantly smoothed out dark spots and made my face look so much clearer. So today, I wanted to tell you about this cool new promotion. Beauty Society has a monthly beauty box subscription. Each box contains over $200 in full-size and travel-size products and beauty tools, like this cool facial brush I've been using lately. It's so awesome. When you use our code to sign up for the beauty box, you'll get the first one for 25% off, and shipping is free. Just go to beautysociety.com/KikiandKibitz. That's beautysociety.com/KikiandKibitz. And don't forget to tell me what you think.
So, and she did that, but she's a sweetheart and she's kicking butt and I'm proud of her.
All I could think was she needs my meds.
Yeah.
Izzy, or, call me.
Yeah, or call me. We both got the same.
Yeah, lots of meds to go around. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So they go to their crew night out after that. That all happened right before they were getting ready to go out. And that was honestly uncomfortable for me to watch. I don't know how you felt about it, but Elizabeth and James' interaction on it, Elizabeth was drinking before they even got there.
I know, I think, it was so uncomfortable.
Yeah, but she was like sloppy drunk and talking about, you know, how you could be super physical and totally spiritual. And like, it was just like, oh my God.
Why not just say, I want to fuck you?
Exactly.
Like, honestly, that's exactly what she was saying.
Yeah. And then you've got Rachel with her head turned, you know, and she's like that mopey girl at summer camp whose boyfriend didn't get to come, you know. She's like looking out over the water, and Chess has to talk to her like three times, like, Rachel, are you okay? You know? And I miss my boyfriend. And it's like, oh my gosh.
I know. And this is what I think. Like, there's just like a whole range of people. Some people, like we were talking about, and I can't remember if this was before the technical difficulties and when we started over, but like some people drink, they get giggly, like you,
like
and
me.
And then there's the mean drunks, which Rachel starts out like a maudlin drunk, then she goes straight into mean drunk.
Yeah, she was crazy mean in the van.
No,
that was insane. I mean, she was just like, she was like an expletive generating machine. She was like putting ones together, like on iRobot, Shia LaBeouf played a character that like inserted cuss words that didn't fit in. And that's what it sounded like with her. She was just like putting random cuss words together and just spewing them at Elizabeth. It was just the craziest thing.
Yeah. And I mean, I got it. Like, we're just talking. I mean, she was like, fuck it up, buttercup. But like, you're supposed to have a filter sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it totally wasn't buttercup.
No, I know. But she went off. Yeah. And I mean, do you think at that point she was just trying to come up with a reason to leave? Because I feel like she, you know, was trying to get out.
I kind of feel a little like that. I don't know. At some point during the show, she blamed it on her monthly, which
annoys me. Menstruation.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
But she was just like, I think that she was in just like a weird headspace, and stress can do that to you. And I'll grant you that stress can make you a little nuts, but she took it like way nuttier.
Yeah, and she got aggressive, like really aggressive. I know. No, you're right. I just looked at my notes and she was saying, suck it up, bitch ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, you need to smoke weed. Like, alcohol's not good for you.
Yeah, even Eddie said that. He was like, it was like flipping a switch. Like, she went really dark and really aggressive, and she did. It was disturbing. I don't know.
I know people like that. Those are people never to drink with. I know. At first I related to her because she's like, I'm going to go out there and get drunk. And I was like, man, I want to get drunk too.
Yeah.
But I have to wait for Jen for tomorrow night.
Yeah, but she's a meanie. Yeah. I don't like that kind of.
No. And then later, which we'll go into, we find out some dirt showing. Yeah. She's super cray. And probably dangerous, in my opinion. You know?
Even in that moment, they go from the van to on the boat, and she was like mad at Elizabeth in the van. And then she goes into Eddie's cabin on the boat and asks him if they can switch cabins because she doesn't want to be around Francesca because she doesn't like her. And, you know,
I know. What was Francesca doing?
Nothing.
Unless they cut it out, because I really don't think that Francesca. Like, I don't think she's done anything that bad.
The only thing that I can even think of that she's done is she's complained about Elizabeth, like, to Rachel at night, you know, about her frustrations.
Right. Yeah.
But it's a roommate thing. Like, when you're stressed and somebody asks you, what are you stressed about? And then they tell you, it's like, you don't hold that against them. You asked them what was wrong and they told you. It was just really weird. She just kept switching her targets and it was.
I know. And I think it was just all excuses, but she was also on Watch What Happens Live last night with Kate. And she was saying like, well, I
Francesca,
think
you mean?
Yeah. Francesca was, sorry to clarify. Yeah. She was on with Kate and Andy asked her something like, was it appropriate that you got mad because Elizabeth was talking to Rachel, but you were talking to Rachel too. And she's like, well, we're department heads and that's more appropriate. Yeah. And I'm not exactly sure if that's true, but
that's kind of semantics. But
yeah, I agree. Just don't talk out of school and then we won't have any issues like that.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I was terrified. Like, I thought in the morning, like, I didn't want Rachel to come out of her room. Even I was scared. Like, I was like, yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. No, it really seemed to start off chipper, and it lasted for like a half an hour until Elizabeth decided to try and poison everyone on the interior.
She's been doing that, though. Like, oh, Elizabeth has gone from like Miss, you know, crystals and yoga to like straight up toxic.
No, I mean literally poisoning them with mustard gas. Exactly.
And then she tried to poison them with mustard gas. But like, I was confused. So like, she mixed, I mean, we know Francesca said go outside with the bleach and also use cold water.
Right.
But later we hear Francesca and Kate on Watch What Happens Live, and Andy said, did you know about this? And both of them were like, no, and I'm amazed that my charters have lived through it.
Okay. Well,
I didn't know that. Don't you need to sit in the damn washing machine?
Well, you know me. I researched it because I don't believe everything I see on TV. And so I looked it up. Laundry detergent and bleach are safe. It should have been in cold water. She had hot water in there. She didn't bother to dump that out.
Yeah.
She told her to take it outside because it's not good in confined spaces. She did not do that. She put it on the floor of the laundry room.
Right.
But bleach with either regular soap or even with dish soap is toxic. Okay. And there was actually a restaurant in California. I looked up an article and a guy died because he mixed the two together.
Wow. I mean, I looked it up also, but I didn't get to that level of detail. And indeed, it was mustard gas. Like, that is how they did it.
Yeah. So I don't know what kind of soap she used. If it was laundry detergent, it shouldn't have had a huge reaction. But if she used regular soap or dish soap or whatever, then yeah, it absolutely could. And they were all getting dizzy. They didn't seem like they were faking.
I know. No, I don't think they were. And that makes sense because I was like, wait, what? You do that in the washer. But yeah, it has to be that that's not actual soap. Right. And one thing that I have to give Elizabeth credit for, and so did Kate Chastain, Elizabeth does take ownership and she apologizes for everything she does. Still,
she does, but my thing with apologies is they don't mean squat if they're not followed up by action and understanding of what it is you did.
Right. Like, hello, Shane. Can you hear us right now?
Yeah. And she hasn't seemed to do that. Like, she'll apologize in the moment for messing up or whatever, but then you have to do better. And she's not. She's not. Right. Getting better about, I mean, she's like Pigpen from Peanuts.
Exactly.
You know, she's really sloppy, you know, and she's not showing initiative. She's not, she kind of like flakes out and flits from task to task.
Yeah.
So there's like all these partially done tasks and nothing is completely done. Which,
it would make me crazy too.
Oh, me too.
And later when she talks to Captain Lee, he's like, listen, 5 years into yachting, you should know way more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I understood why Francesca went to Captain Lee. There's a little bit of beef online about whether she should have gone to Rachel about it. Right. And you talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like she wanted somebody to buffet her argument. Because they had already been down one person.
Yeah.
And being down two people would be pretty detrimental. So I kind of
think. Yeah, I got that too. And I wasn't sure what people's point was. Like, what? It was like he wasn't supporting Francesca? Or like, what? Because you can't make any argument about it being sexist or like him not believing Francesca. He's starting to panic at that point.
Well, exactly. And I think Francesca got it on a logical level.
Yeah.
But she the emotional part of her says, well, it's just not fair because I have to do more work. And guess what? Life's not fair. You know, and Hannah and Jess had to do it last season.
Right.
Bugsy and Jess had to do it last season. Right. you know, so it's going to happen. That's, yeah. You have people who really kick butt and you have slackers, and that's work, you know?
So. Yeah. I felt for Captain Lee, and he's trying real hard here, but.
He is. I mean, so much has gone wrong. It's like there's, you know, just a giant bad luck cloud, like Schleprock over the whole boat right now. It's crazy. I know,
and we've been talking about how boring this is. We're episode 7, and we just went from 0 to 100 in the grocery department.
Yeah, we're like on the Audubon at this point, because it just got, you know, between Shane getting fired, Elizabeth creating mustard gas, you know, it's like, oh my gosh. So then they get to the freaking preference sheet meeting, and these people are insane.
Right.
You know, all North Carolinians that I've ever met, I don't know if that's what you call them, but that's what I'm calling them right now. Okay. So all of them I've ever met are the sweetest people. These, like, are the most ostentatious, jerky people. Like, they want rainbow unicorn floats. They listed so many cuisines that I can't even. I mean, it was like Spanish, not Mexican, and a 10-course French, and filet mignon, and this and that. I can't even remember everything. And then the one dude is a stay-at-home dad for his 13 dogs and tortoises.
And tortoises, exactly. However, like, in the interest of truth, what we have heard from one of our inside sources is it's normal for the people, the charter guests, to give like a giant menu of things they find acceptable, but it's not that they believe they're going to get all of those things. It's a Chinese menu where it's like, okay, out of the universe of things that are realistic, choose five. You know what I mean? Right,
exactly. Because everything they listed, they're not on there long enough to get all of that food. So it's like a wish list. It's like a dream list of food. Right. And then she could narrow down. So this is when we saw Mrs. Hyde fully come out.
Ooh, this went all off the rails.
Yeah. And it just
the first thing she said is, eat my cooter. And I was like, what? I had to put the closed captions on to make sure. I had to replay that because I'm like, first of all, I've never heard anyone say that in real life.
Yeah.
Like, really? Oh, my God. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah. And then she's just like, pushes it away. And she was like, have fun. I'd rather have the plane ticket home. And it's kind of like, we saw the previews of this, and I still didn't feel prepared for how like crazy the reaction seemed. I mean, it's not like we haven't seen people ask for weird, crazy things before, you know, and true, there was a lot, but like you said, it's a, okay, pick what you can work with. And she's like, well, if you're paying me $16,000 and wherever she said, I don't know, the Hamptons or wherever, Monaco, maybe that was it. You know, then I'll do a menu like that. But this is disgusting. It's despicable. And, you know, it was just like, she just.
I feel like she was just trying to get off the boat. Like, I was tripping earlier when it's like, she's crying in the bathroom and she literally is wailing like someone is dead.
Yeah.
I was like, what happened to this chick, miss? Oh, I can handle it all, you know?
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah, it was a little crazy. And she was like asking, this made me laugh, and this is awful. I'm so mean. But she's just like, I love you. And he's like, ciao. It just made me laugh. He like didn't even say I love you back.
Seriously. Like, I could not believe when she told Captain Lee to go fuck himself. I was like, wait, what? And that was another point I had to rewind.
Yeah, I could have sworn that editing was screwing with me on that. And I think I even said it on here last week. Like, we're going to find out that's not who she was talking to or what. She looked him dead in the eye. And
I
said
know.
That.
Did you see Eddie's face?
Oh, my gosh. He had the best faces to all of it, because she was like, eat my D, you know, or no, suck my D, eat my cooter, you know, and then the F yourself, you know. It was just a litany of, just foulness. And
I know. And for someone like me who says fuck every other word, I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was absolutely shocked.
It was so funny, though, that Captain Lee said, I'd rather not do that.
He seems so straight-faced. Like, that dude does not react. Like, he must have seen everything. But, like, I would have been like, oh, no, you fucking didn't, bitch. Like, I would have kept close.
It was insane. And, like, he even attempted to, it was almost like, I don't want to say he was begging, but he was kind of pleading with her. Well, can you at least stay? He called her to the bridge. Said, can you at least stay for the first day of the charter?
Yeah.
And she's like cold-hearted, no. Can I go pack now? You know, it was just, my mouth was agape. I was stunned. I wasn't prepared.
Right.
You know, she's.
Now, in all fairness, we have gotten hints. And again, we have these inside sources, more than one. We knew Rachel was a crazy bitch. Like, we got these hints, and we knew it, and we hadn't seen it. But, like, my God, I never saw this coming to this extent. This isn't even Tom level.
Yeah. No, this is beyond.
We've never seen this.
This is crazy. Yep. And getting into, we teased some scoop that we were getting.
Yeah.
And, okay, just a little backstory. Everybody, and a lot of people know this already, but everybody has to get a psych eval before they go on these shows now.
Right.
And that all resulted, from something that happened back in the VH1 reality show days. There was a show called Megan Wants a Millionaire and I Love Money 3. And there was, a guy on there who was on both shows back to back and ended up like he was calling his new wife that he had just married right before he was on I Love Money 3. He was calling her daily, you know, checking in with her. And, you know, the producers at 51 Minds thought it was cute at the time. Like, look at this guy. He's like really obsessed with his new wife and blah, blah, blah. And it wound up that at the end of that show, he like not only like killed his wife, he chopped her up and put her in a suitcase. And then he hung himself
in a dumpster.
Yeah. And he hung himself in a hotel room in Calgary. Ooh. So because of that and all of the lawsuits that ensued, because, you know, basically he was from Canada, so they didn't have like the same background info on him, but he had like some domestic violence issues and things in his background that they never looked into. They are really super, I don't know, what's the word, Brianna?
Like, careful, thorough?
Yeah, very thorough and careful. Yeah.
And we've heard now from one of our sources that those are like 4-hour long tests. And they ask things like, have you ever thought about hurting little animals?
Right.
And like, have you ever thought about hurting a person? And it's not just yes or no. It's like rated on a scale of 1 to 10.
Right. And you know? It's like a 35 page report.
Right.
That you have to fill out and you have to answer these questions.
Right.
So either Rachel is smart enough to beat these tests, or she's not really crazy, like mentally ill crazy. She's just like that jerkwad crazy. That
or the
just
drunk
like,
crazy.
Or the
like
drunk
one of those
crazy.
True alcoholics who like have a drink. And like you said, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, she just
flipped. Oh, and she totally was. We forgot to talk about that. She was totally, when Francesca talked to her and when Elizabeth talked to her, she was standing at that bar drinking what looked to me like rosé. I mean, I guess it could be pink lemonade. It did not look like that to me.
No, she was drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was definitely drunk. And she was looking for a reason. That was my feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, she wanted to justify leaving. God, I still can't believe how she was wailing in the bathroom. Like,
yeah.
I've never cried like that in my life, and I cry a lot.
Yeah. The only time I cried like that was at my dad's funeral. And that's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing was, we also have seen, we got a screenshot sent to us of a post that Rachel did on Instagram where she was replying to one of the trolls. And I mean, it was like crazy. She was like, hang on, I'm only two clicks away from getting an Uber and a plane ticket while I come out there to fuck you up. And it's like, okay, she's dangerous. Yeah. Like, I think she's dangerous.
I do too. And we've been doing some snooping. We'll have more for you in the future. But we did come across a little information. You know, there could be a criminal record involved.
That's right.
A little bunny boiler behavior involved.
Big time. Yeah. She's done some shit that's super questionable. Not all of it is public record. Like, it's not all on her record. She does have a record.
She totally has a record.
Right? DUI, property damage, personal injury. And we don't know the details, but we do have inside scoop on personal stuff that's happening. And again, we will tell more later as the season unfolds, but it's like, she's done some stuff that's very scary to me.
Right. And the other thing, and spoiler alert, if you don't want a spoiler, turn off the podcast right now or fast forward like 35 seconds.
Just want to say, you said spoiler alert.
That's the second glass of rum talking. Spoiler alert. Okay, spoiler alert. There we go. Fixed it. she is back, people. This isn't the end of Rachel. They made it look like the end. We've got video footage that was sent to us of, I know probably a lot of you remember at the beginning of the season, Captain Lee kicking somebody off the charter. Right. Well, there is a longer set of footage of that, that shows Rachel in the kitchen. And we obviously haven't seen anybody kicked off. Right. So she's back.
Right.
So
I'm really wondering why. I mean, was Captain Lee that desperate? I mean, because he's talking about at the end of the episode, he's never had to cancel a charter before.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got to remember, this is in the middle of COVID, the early days of COVID, but it's still COVID, because Vincenzo, when he was talking to her on the phone, was saying, you know, it's getting big here and they're closing off cities and that kind of thing. Right. So I don't know if it's the inability to get someone else in or if she finally cools down and she's not drunk anymore and she has, like, you know, walk-off regret. We don't know the specifics of how she comes back, but we have seen footage. Plus, the other footage we've seen in the trailer, she and Eddie have that weird, like, laugh thing back and forth, like, they did a crazy person laugh.
Yeah,
and
right.
We haven't, right. Yeah. And we haven't seen that yet. So, you know, she's coming back. So there's going to be more to come. I'm curious to see how nuts it gets on film.
Right.
You know, because the stuff that we're finding out, you know, and like I said, we're still researching, but the stuff that we're finding out in real life is like,
it's crazy. Man,
Planner's mascot kind of nuts. It is. Right. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
And we promise we're going to reveal more, but our source made us promise to wait a little longer.
Yeah, I think people need to. There were a huge amount of people that were really backing her based on her food. And we have no complaints about her food.
No, but I was backing her too.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought she's funny. She's quirky. She's interesting. But last episode, when she started getting so psycho with, like, about the caviar, I'm like, uh-oh. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh my God.
So
I can imagine. I haven't acted like that one day of my life, and I am very poorly behaved most of the time. Seriously, you know,
like, I'm ex- I'm actually really excited. I know at the end of every episode, you're always like, well, do you have any last thoughts? And I'm like, well, I'm hoping people stick with it. I don't think I have to hope for that at this point.
Yep.
This was an amazing episode. This has been my favorite episode all season. It was jam-packed, you know.
I know.
I just want to see.
I wonder what's going to happen. Do you think Elizabeth's going to get fired?
I don't know because I honestly thought she and James were going to hook up, but there's still another free night before the charter, because the charter guests don't come until the next day. We're still in
I
the middle.
They did hook up.
Yeah. So we might still have that coming.
On this episode.
No, huh? They went to their separate cabins.
It looked like she was coming when she came out. First of all, he was like being very coy when they asked him what happened, and he kind of didn't answer. And then she comes out looking all like flushed and happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I must have missed that. Honestly, I watched it twice, so I suck if I missed that. But I thought he said, no, nothing happened. You know,
well,
because
he did say that, but it was after they kind of teased that out. I didn't believe him.
Mm.
Anyway, I don't know, but definitely tune in next week.
Exactly. We're getting to the good stuff. And, you know, it took a little bit longer to ramp up than we expected, but dang, this week was worth
it. I know. And you know what? If you think about it, like all these production companies are in a tough spot. It's COVID. They haven't been able to keep filming like normal. I think they have to stretch their footage out.
Yeah. Oh, you know, the other scoop that we found out from digging, because we have contacts like in the whole yachting community, not just like reality TV show people. But we found out that there are a lot of crew agents that aren't booking.
Yeah, that won't work with her.
Yeah, that won't work with Rachel anymore.
Won't work with Rachel anymore.
She's so volatile. I mean, even Kate said that on Watch What Happens Live, is that she's kind of known for quitting. And Kate made it seem like a joke, but it's like an
unprofessional. No, she's walked up mid-charter several times. And so a lot of people will not work with her.
Yeah. So a little more scoop will just dangle there for you.
Yeah. Wow. Well, there you go. I'm exhausted.
I am too. This has been a long night.
Twice, and now I'm extra drunk. I'm gonna go eat some food, or I'm gonna go full Rachel. No,
yeah, I actually ate beforehand, and I'm still trash fish. So,
oh my God,
King Willie, again, cheers to you. Thank you for the voicemail, voicemail us. We love you guys. We like interacting with you on Twitter. Yeah. Thank you for reading the blog. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, thanks for also all the great 5-star ratings we've been getting. Yeah. And the thing that we've heard a couple times, and this just makes my little heart melt. People say they feel like they're hanging out with us and that they can hear that like our connection is sincere, which it is. But the thing is, we feel like we're hanging out with you too. So
Just
be my friend, like we're nobody.
Yeah, we really aren't. We're like, I have had people that have changed how they talk to me now, and we're trying, this is what we're trying to do, is give you guys, you know, what we are thinking, because we're just we're viewers and giving our thoughts and our opinions. Exactly. We're not going to suck up to the a-holes. We're going to tell you what we think, you know.
Right. So tell us what you think. And also feel free to leave us a review, not bad reviews, because we're a little sensitive.
I'm not sensitive, but Brianna's very sensitive, so be nice to her. You can say Jen sucks and she needs to stop drinking all you want. I don't care.
Don't say it to me. I'll jump off the gangplank. Anyway, thank you so much to everyone for joining us. And I personally cannot wait for next week's episode.
Me either. Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks. Stay safe, everybody. Stay home. Don't go infect your families, you know.
Right. Stay safe.
Get out of this stuff. Yeah. Stay well. Take care of each other. And we will see you back here next time. Bye.
Bye, guys.